Good evening, folks. You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Well, you know, the more I listen to the news and watch what's going on, the more I realize that this nation is in the total grip of absolute emotionalism, panic, rumor, lies, tyranny. Tyranny abounds everywhere. And gross stupidity. And I don't see any end in sight. I think it's going to get much, much worse. A good case in point is what happened in Florida. Really, silliness, craziness, the total abandonment of the ship of common sense. I mean, they just all jumped overboard and there wasn't even anything wrong with the ship. There are so far three cases of anthrax. One has died. One is probably going to die. And the other one is in the early stages. And, I don't know, a couple of hundred people, maybe 300 people, have been called in to take the medicine and be tested to see if they have it. And I understand there are a few people under quarantine. I don't know exactly how many. Without any doubt, it was an intentional biological attack, whether it was by terrorists, quote-unquote terrorists, or somebody that just took advantage of the terrorist situation to satisfy their sick little mind. Could have been anybody. Nobody knows who it was. But somebody deliberately planted that anthrax where those people would catch it and get sick. An intentional act, no doubt about it. It's confined to that one building complex there. I understand it's a tabloid place with the offices of some of the national tabloids that you see at the supermarket counters in every supermarket that you go into. And I understand that somehow there was a food store or a little grocery store or a convenience store or something also in that building. And all of these people could have been infected. Doesn't mean that they were. But all over the country, people are now going crazy. Somebody on a loading dock in Chicago put a bale of freshly printed material, just dropped it. You know how workmen are on a loading dock. They really don't give a damn about anything except quitting time and when do I get my check. Now, that doesn't mean all of them are that way, but most of them are. They're manual laborers. They load and unload trucks. And it's hard physical work. Well, one of them, didn't pay attention to what he was doing, as many of them don't. And set this big bale of freshly printed material in a puddle of water. So this printed paper, soaked up this water into the bundle. Somebody came along a little bit later and picked up the bundle and moved it to another spot and tipped it over on its side so that now all the wet stuff that was, on the bottom is on one side, and it starts draining down from the top of that side, taking with it all the fresh ink from the fresh printing, and starts leaking. Well, oh my God! Oh my God, it's a biological attack! Call the authorities! And so they did. Shut down everything there for hours and hours while they had to test all this stuff, and everybody got decontaminated and washed down, and was ink seeping out with the water. that this bale had sucked up when this clown put it down in the puddle on the loading dock. Stupid. Another place, a construction site. This is a construction site. Listen to me carefully, people. This is a construction site. They're performing construction on this site. They're building and cutting things and putting up drywall and cutting holes in drywall and places for electrical outlets. And all of a sudden, somebody looked around and saw a white powder on the floor. Oh, my God, we're under biological attack. We're all going to die. Good thing Alex Jones wasn't there. He would have evacuated whole Florida. As stupid as he is. Well, I had to call in the authorities once again. Everybody at that construction site, this is in Florida, they had to be all hosed down and decontaminated and tested for anthrax and all this other kind of, never mind that anthrax is not a white powder. And, of course, it turned out that the white dust was drywall dust from cutting the drywall. And you know what? I think those construction guys were laughing their butts off because every one of them knew it. But guess what? They got off, probably with pay. Took hours and hours and hours. Somebody else somewhere got an envelope that had a little bit of dirt on it. Oh, we're under biological attack. Call the authorities. Well, they had to come, hose everybody down, seal the place off, quarantine, test everything. Guess what, folks? It was a little bit of dirt on the envelope. I get to tell you, the sheeple are really showing their true colors all over the place. On a subway, somebody got angry with the ticket person, wasn't going to pay or something. I don't know what the dispute, but there was an argument. Person sprayed some cleaning fluid. And here's how the power of the mind works. Pretty soon, the word spread throughout the subway system and through the train and everything that this guy had sprayed anthrax. And everybody got sick. They couldn't breathe. The throat was raspy. They're having trouble hearing. They had blurry vision. All in their minds. It was cleaning fluid. The guy was a little wacko. He fired a gun, I understand. Not at anybody. He just shot it. You know, these are times when nuts come out of the woodwork all over the place. You watch. Some nut calling himself a militia member, American patriot, is going to be something, do something really stupid. It'll turn out later that he's not a militia member. He's not an American patriot. Has nothing to do with that. And they'll use that as an opportunity to go after militia members and patriot members who are already on these lists in all these counties all over the country. You watch. You'll notice the man in charge of Homeland Defense, or Homeland Security, depending upon which TV show you're listening to, is which one of those two terms they'll use, is in charge of rooting out and preventing, listen to me carefully, domestic terrorism. Got that, sheeple? And the lie is the ruler of the universe right now.
Here we are, some years after. Thank you. see us in our upper limbs. She sees through the blinds of the window. Down below, far, wide, Billy is getting more and more like Billy Bird. You should know that. Tell each hero, go and get it. Lady loves the one who left. Now, love goes ever for that. Gosh, look out. She's crying. Watching down her eyes wide. Do you see the nerves of good on her? Wonder where the truth is.
Do you see the noses growing? Wonder where the truth is going.
When you wish upon a star, make no difference who you are. Anything your heart desires will come.
Really beautiful, huh, folks? Well, we were all children when that song first presented itself to the world. I wonder how many stars collectively, all of us listening to this broadcast who are my age, have wished upon testing the premise of that song. Has anything changed? Has anything gotten better? No, wishful thinking is not going to save you from anything ever. Action, devotion to a cause, to an ideal, to a principle, to something beyond yourself is the only thing that's going to save anybody. Willingness to die for what you believe. If you don't believe in anything, you're not worth anything. You're already lost, ineffective, inconsequential, worthless to any cause beyond yourself in the world. You must believe in something. You must adhere to something. Something must be so important that it's more important than you, and you must be willing to die for it. You must understand, ladies and gentlemen, what things are all about. Because if you don't, you don't fit in anywhere. If you don't believe in God, then this is all there is, and you spend your whole life in abject cowardice because you're afraid to lose it. Just for that reason alone, or I should say for that reason alone, you should be willing to believe in God. Just so, the end of this life isn't the end of everything. Whether it is or not, doesn't make any difference because it's all of it, a state of mind. You can live your life in a state of mind that keeps you in dreadful fear day in and day out, which makes you subject to the control of anyone who can pretend to provide you with some security. You will not be the master of your fate, but the subject of others' actions. There's a big difference between those two. I don't want to be the subject of anybody else's action. I want to be the master of my fate. I want to live in freedom. I think it's so important, I'm willing to die for it. There are principles and ideals at work in this world for which I am ready and willing to die any time it becomes necessary for me to do that in order to uphold those principles and ideals. It takes great courage to hold those ideals and those principles that sacred. That's why I know that if there were terrorists aboard those planes and if they flew those planes into those buildings, they were not cowards. And whether or not you or I or anyone else agrees with their principles and ideals and their religion or their beliefs, whatever caused them to do what they did, somebody had better understand it, that it's way beyond changing the minds of men like that by dropping bombs on them. I know because I'm that kind of man. I would never get on an airplane full of passengers and hijack it and fly it into a building. Never. But other people not only apparently will, but have. And they hold the same mindset that I do, that what they believe in is so sacred and so precious and so worth whatever it is that it's worth, that they're willing to die rather than see it destroyed. I know so many people will say, well, nobody was destroying them. And I have one word in answer to that. Bullshit. It's a lie. If you have the guts to seek out and study the true history of the Middle East after oil was discovered there, and even before, for that matter, for most of the civilized world, not understanding the Arab nomadic culture, and the culture, the tribes and peoples of northern Africa, thought them to be inferior races of people, stupid and ignorant. And so they set out to conquer them and colonize them and change their religion study the history of the Crusades, where hundreds of thousands of Europeans left their homes upon order of the Pope to travel to the Middle East and kill the infidels, the non-believers, the Arabs, who at that time had a greater culture than any that existed in Europe, had the only universities that existed in the entire world, were the most educated people, knew more about astronomy and science than any other people on the face of this earth. But they didn't believe in the Pope's religion. So they had to be exterminated. Didn't work. Crusaders got their butts kicked royally. While they were down there, they learned a few things. Learned about the mysteries. Brought that back to Europe. Lots of other things that you'll find in my series on Mystery Babylon that all of you should listen to. It's on the website. Purchase listening credits there. As low as 50 cents per broadcast. Pays for the bandwidth on the website. And if there's enough, which there never has been yet, it will go to help pay for this broadcast and other things that we do. But that's neither here nor there, except that a lot of that history is on that Mystery Babylon series. All through history, the Arab peoples, all of the people in the Middle East, have been subject to the machinations, the wars, the conquests, the enslavement, the colonization of their lands and their countries by people from somewhere else. And when oil was discovered, the intrigue, the assassinations, the power plays of Great Britain, England, the United States, Russia, and many other of the major powers in the world is a despicable hidden history that most people know nothing about. If you've never read any of the writings of the man they call Lawrence of Arabia, you should. If you don't know the history of Palestine, you should learn it. If you don't know the history of the founding of the State of Israel, you had better start digging into the books. And don't buy the propaganda crap that's, you know, thrust in front of your face. Look for the stuff they don't want you to read. Israel has practiced more terrorism against Arabs than Arabs have ever practiced against anybody in their entire history. Arabs have been lied to, murdered, assassinated, forced into kingdoms that are unnatural to their area. Kingdoms have been created just to control the Arab population so that other countries could have the oil or access to the oil under their land. Wars have been fought over that oil. Afghanistan is the keystone to the Middle East, just like the Balkans are the keystone to Europe. Afghanistan lies between what used to be called the Soviet Union, Communist China, and all that oil. Why do you think Russia was so interested in conquering Afghanistan that they were willing to fight there for years and lose so many of their military men to the Mujahideen, dead, wounded, maimed? billions of dollars of equipment, aircraft, tanks, lost. And why? Why did we care enough to send in our special forces people and our special operations people from the Special Operations Division of the Department of Defense, and our SEAL teams, and our demolition explosives experts? And yes, even religious experts, into Afghanistan to teach the Mujahideen how to defeat the Soviet Army and the Soviet Air Force. Why did we give them thousands? They say we gave them a couple of hundred Stinger missiles. Baloney. We gave them thousands of Stinger missiles, most of which are still there, unfired. Gave them billions of dollars, ammunition, bullets, training, taught them how to be terrorists. And when it became obvious that all of these people belonged to different sects of the Muslim or Islamic religion and could not ever be brought together into one fighting force, they invented this bastardized version of Islam, which is subscribed to by Osama bin Laden, because he's one of the leaders we trained to train others to believe this stuff, and to train them how to be terrorists. And they practiced and refined their terrorism that we taught them on the Soviet Union, until the Soviet Union, in their ultimate wisdom, withdrew from Afghanistan. And now, guess what? It's open season on Afghanistan. Whoever gets it, whoever installs the puppet government, whoever feeds the population, whoever funnels vast sums of money into Afghanistan, controls the keystone to the Middle East and can effectively prevent the Soviet Union, Russia, all the Eastern Bloc nations, and Communist China from getting their hands on all that precious oil. I told you, and I told you this before the election, I told you George Bush would absolutely be the next president of the United States of America, and if he was elected within 1 year of his taking office, there would be a major war in the Middle East. Didn't I tell you that? I also told you, watch Afghanistan, that is the keystone to the entire region. Did you know that just four short months before Afghanistan became the enemy of the United States of America, we gave $40 million to the Taliban to support their regime? Did you know that? If you don't believe it, call your senator, your congressman, and ask them about it. You're going to hear a very embarrassed silence on the other end of the phone. And then you're going to hear a lot of stuttering and mumbling. Then they'll probably hang up on you. You see, we tried to buy them with money. It didn't work. Now we're going to bomb them into submission. Make no mistake about it, ladies and gentlemen, the Central Intelligence Agency created Osama bin Laden, trained him to perform terrorism, taught him. Trained him. Taught him how to perform terrorism, taught him how to train others to be terrorists, taught him the religion, the weird version of Islam that he subscribes to in order to unite all those tribesmen who believed in different things. It could never be united before. And turned him loose on the world. Osama bin Laden doesn't work for any money. Where does he get all this money? He doesn't get it from his family. Some government has been funneling money to Osama bin Laden to support his entire Al-Qaeda network. And I'm telling you right now, the major portion of that money came from the Central Intelligence Agency. The FBI, the CIA, the Office of Naval Intelligence, the Defense Investigative Agency, Army G2 Intelligence, have known for years about the plans of terrorists to hijack planes and fly them into public or government buildings in this country and elsewhere. And they kept it secret, said they had no warning. Never dreamed that it could ever happen. The FBI has known all along that these guys that they say are responsible for this terrorism were in this country attending flight schools, learning how to fly so that they could be the pilots of these planes that they were going to use to crash into public buildings and government buildings in this country and elsewhere. And it's no secret, it's been on the news. Larry King even talked about part of it tonight. It's no secret. It's been discussed on Firing Line. It's been in the newspapers. It's all over the internet. It's the truth. They had plenty of warning. They've had warning for years. They've known exactly who these people were and where they were and what they were doing. Noses. Can't you see the noses growing? I wonder where the truth is going. Can't you see the noses growing? I wonder where the truth is going. Can't you see the nose is growing? I wonder where the truth is going.
Somebody told us what we wanted to be. It was Ken of the mind. Look behind and you'll see it was circus. It was high, little. It was cat in the city. It was safe as can be. It was right down the middle. It was fantasy. Fantasy galore. It was everything we ever wanted. But in that, there was so much more. Who was it said? And here it comes.
Next April will be the saddest month of all. I've tried for years to give you the fire, and you wouldn't take it. Now you can't have it. It's too late. It's all over for the sheep. Thank you. you didn't take my gift while I was giving it out, it's too late. If you don't have it, folks, it's too late. You can't have it now. It's too late. You know, a sad part of all this is a lot of people have been listening to this broadcast for years don't even know what the hell I'm talking about. And all of you who've just tuned in within the last 2-3 months or a year or two probably haven't got, you're lost. Absolutely lost. Some of you might know. But you know what? I've been teaching for so many years to deaf ears. Wouldn't surprise me if nobody understood what just happened on this broadcast. The message I just delivered to you. Isn't that amazing? Now, when you put your fears to rest about a couple of things, somebody needs to tell you this instead of all this spreading fear and rumor all over the place and telling you the government's going to take care of you and all this other stuff. That's baloney. If there's a chemical attack or a gas attack, by the time you find out that you've been hit with it, it's too late. It's too late. If there's a biological attack, with most military biological warfare agents, by the time you begin to show symptoms, it's too late. It's too late. Vaccines won't work unless you are vaccinated before any of the symptoms show up. So stop running around. Thinking you're going to do something about it. You don't have the equipment, the sensors, or the alarms to tell you when you're in the first stages of a chemical, gas, or biological warfare attack. And without those things, the only thing you can do is pray that you don't get hit by it, because once you've been hit by it, it's too late. So stop running around being scared. Make your peace with God. Go about your business. Lead a decent life. Now let me say that again. In a chemical or gas attack, by the time that you know that an attack has been made against you, it's too late. The only hope you have is that somebody else, a government agency maybe, or a county agency, or somebody has the sensors and can warn the population in time for some of them to be able to do the things necessary to survive. And that calls for a community effort. You're not going to do it on your own. Period. End of subject. By the time you realize an attack has been mounted against you, it is too late. So stop all your nonsense. That medicine you're taking for anthrax is worthless. Worthless. If there's a biological attack, and you are already showing the symptoms with most, not all, but with most biological warfare agents that have been developed by nations to decimate and destroy armies, it's too late. There are some biological agents that, to tell you the truth, aren't stockpiled and probably won't be used by anybody, that you might have a chance to survive. Very few. And unless you can determine exactly what it is that you've been attacked with, you have absolutely no idea how to treat yourself. None at all. Viruses do not respond to antibiotics. Anthrax is a virus. You listening to me? Or is it? Are you listening to me? How many of you know anything about anthrax? Was the statement I just made true, or was it false? How many of you just listening to the news or some of these other crazy idiots on radio that are selling you tons of stuff and telling you that if you buy all this stuff, you're going to survive? How many of them have sold you gas masks, but you have no way in the world to detect if you're being gassed, and by the time you take a breath and realize you've just inhaled gas, it's too late? With most of these agents, just contact with your skin will kill you. Nerve agents. If you come in contact with a nerve agent, with some of them, the only thing that can help you is atropine. Do you have atropine? Do you know how to use it? Do you even know what it is? Do you know what nerve agents it's effective with? And did you know that even if you use atropine, you're going to probably be crippled for life even if you survive? I'm not telling you all this to scare you. I'm telling you all of this to keep you from funneling tons of money from your pockets into the pockets of the crooks out there that are trying to tell you that if you just buy what they're selling, they can save you. And they're lying to you. Big time. A gas mask will work if you're attacked with CS gas or tear gas or some crowd control or riot control gas. If you're hit with mustard gas, nerve gas, any one of another 100 different gases that have been developed to use against troops in biological and chemical warfare, or NBC warfare as we called it in the military, by the time you know that the gas is there, it's too late. Don't believe me? Stop listening to the crooks and get your heads in the books where they should have been in the first place. The only place you're going to hear the truth is on this broadcast. You're not going to like the truth that I'm going to tell you, but at least it's the truth. Nobody is going to mount a gas attack using tear gas or CS gas on a population. The most it will do is inconvenience everybody for a few hours until the wind blows it away. And that's the only guess that you, with your means, are going to be able to defend yourself against, unless you or your community has the detectors to be able to sense the gas that's being used against you before it hits the majority of the population and warn the population so that you can get into a full body chemical suit and don your gas mask and make sure that there's not one iota of your skin available to be contacted by whatever chemical or gas has been deployed against you. So stop all your nonsense and stop all your rumors and stop all the bullshit and stop all the lies and stop buying all the baloney that's not going to help you at all. If you're really afraid of it, the first thing you need to do is, as a community, purchase the sensors that you need to be able to detect an attack if it occurs. And set up the communication system where the community can be warned. And in any attack of that kind, by the time the sensors go off, at least a portion of the community is already doomed. Stop all this nonsense. Stop all this panicky crap. Get yourself right with God. Decide what it is that you believe in. Determine whether or not you're willing to die for what you believe. Get your head out of the sand. Stop pretending to be a rabbit and become a wolf. I told you these things would happen years and years ago. I warned you that these things were coming and that they will get worse and worse. And things will begin to move very rapidly and become very despotic and tyrannical and deadly in the final years of overthrow of independent nations, states, religions, the enslavement of the human race, the culling of what they call the useless eaters, and the formation of a world totalitarian socialist government. You're watching things come to pass today that I warned you about, predicted, and told you absolutely would happen many years ago. So why are you so surprised? Why aren't you ready for it? Why aren't you right with God already? Why haven't you determined what it is that you believe in and what you're ready and willing to die for? And why are you afraid? Why are you afraid? Good night. God bless each and every single one of you. Good night, Annie, Pooh, and Allison. I love you. Can't you see the nose is growing? I wonder where the truth is going.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company. MICKEYMOUSE. Come along and sing our song and join our family. MICKEYMOUSE. Mickey Mouse. Mickey Mouse. Forever. Let us hold our hands. because they love you. Oh, because they love you. Oh, because they love you.
Can't you see the nose is growing? I wonder where the truth is going. Somewhere in an airplane far above the clouds where nobody can see them, someone is dropping food on Afghanistan. Somewhere else in a backyard, some woman is very quietly, pleasantly, happily feeding the birds. And someone else, after the food has landed, is dropping bombs on the food. And the woman still, with great satisfaction, sits feeding her birds. And somebody else, once again, is dropping food into Afghanistan.